Welcome everyone. We continue the Peliyoyitz, Ois Beis, Shin 117, discussing the topic of Brachos. We began with this yesterday, and I thank all of you for listening and learning with us. Ulevovois yichavu mer ois bira. Person should be pained. A person should feel pain when he sees the wrong thing taking place, when he sees ra, evil. It's a strong word, ra. Remember once I used the word bad to my Rosh Yeshiva, Zechet Tzadik Levracha. And he politely, in a soft tone, he said to me, that's a strong word. He didn't agree to the usage of the word bad to the top of a conversation that we were having. When the Pela Yoyetz is using the word ra, evil, he's telling us that if a person sees an evil, he should feel pain. What is the evil he's referring to? When people don't make brachas. When people don't make brachas and they eat the food, it should pain someone when they see that happening. He is defining that as called ra. That's called evil. Kishahochim levakeh besimchus vigil v'abayis molei mechadim lo yisom v'mesikul mashkeh chadoyim v'yishkam v'kamah shenoysim mesikul mashkeh l'piyem b'loi brocha. He says you go into simchas, you go into different engagements and affairs and events, and people are given delicious food to eat and they put the food in their mouths without making a brocha. How should we feel? We should feel pain. Vayore is Dvar Hashem levova yichav al haveira. One should be pained because of this haveira. Vegam shene yochol limchais ki uboish loymar loy lomo toichal b'loy bracha. And then there's another issue over here. Are you able to, in a polite way, say something to the person? Educate the person. If you can, then the person will accept what you have to say. It's your responsibility now. Now, what I'm saying to you right now is very important not to be done incorrectly. Because if it's done incorrectly, the same way medicine can cure a person. I spoke to someone today and I said, told me he has a doctor's appointment. I said, for Shalem, hope everything goes well. He said, the medicine he's taking is causing bad effects. Sometimes this happens. A person takes medicine, and because of other side effects of the medicine, they have to re-examine and redefine the correct approach of the medicine. A person will think he's doing a mitzvah by saying something to someone about how to make the bracha. In the meantime, he's pushing the person away. But at the same time, we can't just absolve ourselves and say, I can't say anything. It's a tremendous topic. It needs tremendous chachma. It needs tremendous patience. And it needs tremendous ava, tremendous love. When the person sees you come from a place of love, as opposed to a place of I'm telling you something better, that I'm better than you, it changed the whole situation. Step number one. And how does it come from a place of love? Dvar mayyotz min alev. Things that leave your heart, nechnas in alev, will enter the heart. But we're putting that aside for now. The point is, unfortunately, he says, people are not making brachas. And unfortunately, how to go about doing it, well, that's what we're putting aside. But to realize that people are not telling other people, you have to make a bracha. People don't pay attention. They feel like, you know what brachas are for? The Talmid Chachamim. That's what the brachas for. The Chasidim, the great righteous people. Chasidim doesn't mean long payas. That's not what Chasidim means. It means great righteous people. That's what the brachas for. But for everybody else, no, you don't have to make a bracha. Now, before we go further, I want to ask you a question. And he might discuss this later on, but we're going to address this right now. This topic of brachas is very lengthy. Very lengthy. Baruch Hashem. So we'll be here for a little while. We mentioned Ulavovos ich avu mer ois berah kishahochem levakiv es simchas vegil. The person should feel the pain when he sees the evil taking place of people eating without a bracha. Can I ask you a question? What is this ra? What is this evil? We got the recorder going, so it's more rhetorical now. Okay, I want to ask you the question, but don't respond yet. Okay. So you're stealing. So why is it that I if I take that Danish from behind you, did I hurt you? Okay. Did I steal from you? Someone donated those Danishes, Baruch Hashem. Did I steal from him? I didn't steal from him. So you say, well, I stole from Hashem. Does Hashem care if I make that bracha or not? He has one less Danish in his pocket? What does that mean? What's going on over here? So let's turn to the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Hey, Amud Beis, on the top of the Amud, where it talks about a person who is not making brachas. He is viewed as a friend of Yeravam ben Nevat. Who is Yeravam ben Nevat? Yeravam ben Nevat is one of these kings who are written down in the Mishnah and Perkei Avos that do not have a share in the world to come. And the person who is not making brachas, or making brachas properly, wow, is called a chaver, a friend of Yeravam ben Nevat. What does that mean? So Rashi explains over there in the Gemara in Brachas. Rashi says, what did Yeravam ben Nevat do? He was chayti umachti sarabim. He sinned, he did avodah zarah, and he caused others to do avodah zarah. When a person doesn't make brachas properly, or doesn't make brachas, other people see each other. And when a person doesn't do something correctly, other people feel, it can be subconscious, but, that's not so important. In the same way, he doesn't really make brachas. It encourages others also not to make brachas. He's a chayti umachti. He's doing an avera and he's causing others to do averas. And we all know it's true. We all know it's true. The flip side is the same. If you hear someone say a bracha beautifully, slow, articulate, focusing on what he's saying, you know what happens? You think to yourself, wow, that's how you make a bracha. Wow, that's beautiful. And it is mechazik you to make brachas properly. But now let's go a step further. Part of this ra, this evil that's taking place over here, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avinu Shebashamayim, he's saying, we just learned Hichos Tantilos Hedayim, right? You have a faucet, you turn on the faucet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I want to turn on the faucet of all the brachas, of all the good. But when you don't make the brachas, I can't give you the brachas. When you don't make the brachas, I can't give it to you. You're holding back the brachas from other people. You hear this right now? Yeah. You hear this evil? Imagine there was someone who was not well. He was sick. She was sick. And we had the opportunity to help them, heal them. You know how so? By making a bracha correctly, properly. And then Hashem opens the faucets of refuah. Imagine a person needs parnasa. And we can help that person by making... That's not why we make the bracha. We make the bracha because we other reason. Because Hashem says you can't steal. Chazal say, v'chalta savati v'rachu, that's the derais, everything else is the rabbanan. But this is what takes place. This is what's happening behind the scenes when we make brachas. And this is one of the reasons why it's reviewed to as an evil, a ra. This is a ra. Preventing brachas from coming down to people, that's one of the worst evils one can imagine. Let's mechazik ourselves. Let's make brachas properly. I had the schus, as many of you know, that my yeshiva Zatzal was nifter a couple weeks ago. I had the schus by eating at a Shabbos table and seeing how he makes brachas, hearing how he makes, how he made brachas. Slowly, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Hamoitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. This is how he made a bracha. Every single word you heard, every single letter. And I want to tell you something. This is how we all should be making brachas. To hear every single word. And when we make brachas, you know what happens? We become powerful. We feel great about ourselves. We connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Brachas bring us to Yir Shamayim. We create this relationship. We strengthen our relationship to Hashem. We feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's of the greatest bracha that we have. To make a bracha, to have this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Put aside everything else that Hashem is giving us. We have this relationship. You're not alone in this world. You're with Hashem. With the Ribbono Shel Olam. The source of all bracha. Let us all be zoichim, espal to Hashem to help us make proper brachas, learn Hilchos brachas, mechazek ourselves and others as well.